You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.
Kivegas Kasha was an Amogan Avram. Amogan Avram says that it says in Shulchan Aruch that an Esrig that's Chaser is Kasha the last days, meaning the after Yom Tov Rishon, right? Like the Gemara says, Chaser is only B'Yom Rishon, not B'Yom Sheni. B'Yom Sheni, there's no Chaser with Esrig or Chaser. Magen Avraham says that even though it's kosher, it should still have the shear of a kebeya. That since there's a machlokes, what's the shear of an esrig? Where we saw the Mishnah, shear esrig ke egois divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Omer kebeya, and we pass like Rav Yehuda, and therefore the shear still has to be kebeya. Frekt of Kiva Eger, why should it be the shear of a beya? The Gemara says, what's the reason that according to Rav Yehuda, the esrog has to be kasher beitza, because if it's less than a beitza, it's missing in gemar pri. It's not a, you can assume it didn't ripen yet. It's too small, it didn't ripen. And therefore, once it reaches the shear of kebeitza, then we say that it's gemar pri. Zoktav kivega, so im kain, who cares that it's missing under a beya? It's not an intrinsic shear. When you have a lulav that's dalet fachim, let's make it more practical, and a rubber, right? A rubber is supposed to be 3 tefachim. All right, you put it in, you see it's too big, it goes, sticks out, so you cut it at the bottom, and you don't realize you cut it under 3 tefachim. It's puzzle, because the shear is 3 tefachim, that's what it has to be. But an esrog doesn't have a shear of kebeitza. Beitza is a simen that it was nigmar pri, so who cares if it's missing, it's still called nigmar pri. That was Rav Kivegas Kasha on the Magen Avraham. And we said last week, not to answer Kivekas Kasha, I do Rishainim say shear, so what's he jumping on the Magen Avraham? Rishainim don't say the shear is kebeitza. Rishainim, you have to have a shear. And that we said, Rabbaran Kotler's Yesoid, right to Rabbaran Kotler's Yesoid, that there's a two shearim. There's the intrinsic shear of ke'egoiz, and there's the shear of nigmar pri. What's the nafkamina? For instance, if the esrog, like the Avinazer, the Prima Gun Shaila, if the esrog starts to shrivel up, right, you left it out, and it shrivels up a little, becomes smaller, then a beya, it's still kasha because it's nigma pri, as long as it doesn't go underneath the kegas. But if kivegas kasha on the Magen Avraham is, what do you need to share kebet? So that's the kasha. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of hadar. He says you don't need a priyat hadar, meaning it doesn't have to be a beautiful fruit, it doesn't have to be hadar. Aye, what does hadar mean? Hadar means something like darbi, lanoi, whatever, dure, but he doesn't mean priyat, he doesn't need hadar. Frek the Gemara, how could you say he doesn't know hadar? I he passels a esrog less than a beitza. My timer lav mishum, because it's missing, it's not hadar. And for the Gemara, no, it's because it's not nigmar pri. That's the Gemara. And that's where Kivega is coming from, that Gemara. It's not nigmar pri. Comes along Rabbi Shlomo Haim and says, wait a minute. It doesn't say in the Gemara there that the reason it's you need the shear of Beitza is because of nigmar pri. It says it only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's no such thing as hiddur. You don't need a priyetz, what we call a hiddur mitzvah. How does he explain why it has to be the shirka beitza? Because of nigmar pri. But we paskin, you do need. If you have an esrog yavesh, it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda holds an esrog, a yavesh is kosher. We hold a dry esrog, whatever esrog means, it almost falls apart when you touch it. Like, right? And Rav Yehuda holds it kosher. So according to him, how do you explain kebetz, nigmar pri? But we hold of hadar. And since the Gemara and the Havamina held that the reason less than a beitz is because of hadar, even though the Gemara said no, because it was going to Rav Yehuda, who doesn't need hadar. But we who do need hadar, we hold that if it's less than a beitz, it's missing in hadar. So Zogdab Shlomo Haiman, what's with Kivekas Kasha, not a Kasha, on the Magen Avraham? Magen Avraham is going la halacha. That the Gemara says, if it goes underneath a shear beitza, the problem is nigmar pri, that's called the Buddha, doesn't need hadar. But we who hold you do need hadar, just like the Gemara in the Havmina held you, that's what you need. You need the shear in order to have hadar. That's taka the maskana, lididon, that it's because of hadar. The Gemara has a Havmina also. The Gemara asks from Esrog HaYorik. Same thing, same shock of a tire, right before that Gemara. You want to say, how can you tell me Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need hadar? I esrog hayarik is puzzle. He says, "My love, mishum hada, isn't because of hada. Loi mishum, the loi nigmar pri. It's also because of loi nigmar pri." So you have a similar shakratai legabe yarek. So Gemara is saying green, it means it's not ripe. That's what Gemara says. Lo nigmar pri. So Tais goes into, we'll assume right now, yarek means green, the way we use it, and it has to be yellow. Right? That's Tais's taka says. Tais goes into, is it turquoise? Tais has different words for what yarek can mean. But right now we'll say it means brush green. Miyu, esrik ikara doimel shav. It looks like wax. As you all know, the old wax, our avdala candles, are yellow. Right, that's what wax was yellow. The esregim that come in front of us, that they're green like a leek. Kshayrim. Afilo Abuda, even according to Abuda, says that it's because of Nigma Pri. Kshachoizum lamar eshar esregim, afilo betolish, that they return to look like other esregim when they're tallish, when they're already off the tree, lacha shashow b'klizman meruba, the vaday gamar pri. Taisus says it's not a problem because it's nigmar pri. So what is Taisus saying? That what? Just look at the words of Taisus. What would you say to halacha that comes out of this Taisus? What Taisus means to say is that not that if it's, when it's yellow, it's kosher, but if you know that it's going to turn yellow, it's a riot that it's ripe. The taking off the green doesn't become ripe. The pshat is, now it's a simon that it will become ripe, but it's ripe now. It's just it's that color green. So it might, or tomatoes might taste different, but lemaisa it's nigma pri. How ripe it's going to become. And Pesach, I know what taste means to say is that when it becomes yellow, then it's kosher. Right, what's the chiddush? Even though it was green when you took it off, so you think it's always called unripe, and it doesn't ripe off the tree, it's kosher. This is a big mach. What you're having is a machlekes gedolei apayskim. Let's take a look at the Bach. Venira, the davka kshechoyza chaza kula lamara esrog. The whole esrog has to go back to the color of yellow. Avim lo chaza kula kadina kechazazis. Let's explain what a chazazis is. And the answer is, I don't have an answer because nobody really knows what a chazazis is. Chazazis are boils on an esrog. They're boils. What? It's hard to know which ones are boils, which one is part esrog. Nobody really knows. There's sperm with pictures. They all say they're not really sure what it is. But it's some kind of boils that... So the Gemara says, if it's in a few places, it's possible, because Numer, if it's one place, it's rave of one tzad, it's possible. In other words, it takes away either from the pashas, it's because it's not hadar. It's not a nice esrog. So the Bach says, therefore, green would parcel it, depending how much green. Beruba b'makom echad, if it's a few places green, or like the Brisker of Yisrael, according to this Bach, if you have it on the chaytim, when it starts going up, it chazaz is parcel b'mashu over there. Brisker of Yisrael, according to this Bach, one little green on top is no good. The Bach says that. V'harba toyim b'zeh. No, don't get nervous if you have green esrog. Shemavarchin al esrog yarek, kshenishtana miktsas lamar esrog. When they see it starts getting yellow. Oh, if it starts getting yellow, so Tais says it's all right. V'tamim d'chazin shenigma. Pir yoy. They put the two words together. V'li nira. Right, it's two words. It's a mistake. Pir yoy v'li. V'li nira, the yarek posel gamkein, Nesha Eino Hada. Oh, you hear? The Bach is saying exactly what the Shlomo Haiman is saying, except not on the Gemara with Beitzer, but on this thing. You're right. If you see it starts turning yellow, that's right, it's Nigma Pri. But it's still not Hada. The Gemara says green is not a nice color, it seems. It's not Hada. I, Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara said Nigma Pri. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Hada, so it's because of that reason. But we who hold of Hada, it should be possible. And that's what the Bach says. Nira de Yorik Pasal Gapne, Mepnesha Eino Hoda, Kidisalkadaitak Bagamara Mikara de Yorik Eino Hoda. Ella, Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda Lobai Hoda, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know. Madrin, and we look for a different reason. What's that reason? Taimachrina, for a different reason. Mishum de Lon Nigma Gamma Piri. Avalamai de Kaimalan, that we paskin, the Behinan Hoda, that you need Hoda, Yorik Pasal. Why should we say the Gemara was Chayza from that time? Afilu Gemar Pri, even though it's Gemar Pri, I'm agreeing with you. The Metzia says, so it's not exactly like you said with Pesach. You were saying it's not yet Nigmar Pri. It is Nigmar Pri. It's all right, it's a Nigmar Pri. Because you see it's turning yellow. But it's still green, and green is not a nice color. That's what their color should be. They know Afilu Gemar Pri. Hilkach dinoy kechazazis. That's why it has a din of chazazis. Like Afishinoy Mare, V'yavesh, all those things, right? You have Esregim. That I've never seen it, but I'm not an expert in it, but there are esregim that look dark. The brownish, black, the Gemara calls it kakushi. They say they're not nimtza b'yameinu, but l'maisa they have pictures of ones that are like brownish. I'm not talking about brown, like you leave it out and becomes dry. Naturally grow that way. Very, it's a maripsul. It's not nice. Chazazah, so the Bach says, ain't a chanami, it's nigmar pri, but it's still not called hodin. Oh, so you see a similar svar to Reb Shlomo Hyman. Taz, Bach son-in-law.
If it turned completely yellow, then you're okay.
Yeah, because then the color is not, yeah. Okay, but Tully, look this year at everybody in shul, and many people have green as Reagan. Okay, according to Bach, it's no good. Oh, Taz, Nira, Pirushai, Chanar brings the Taisus, Nira, Pirushai, Afilu ba'oide yorek kasha, even while it's green. Kivin shiyochel lichzel amar esok. As long as come back to us, the ain loy mashen al kasha. Don't say it's a kasha. Alach hashenasek amar esok. It's a pshita kasha. My kamasha. What's it telling you? If it's yellow, it's yellow. What do you think? It's not ripe. You see it. You see it's yellow. There's nothing wrong. You can't say something like we said. Tomato that's green and you leave it out, it becomes red. Will become was. It's good to eat. There's nothing wrong with it. It can ripen. They're all green, he says. Like you were saying, he says, after a long time. What's got to do with a long time? When they come back, they come back. Whether it's a day, whether it's a year, I don't care. If it's Taisa saying it's kosher, if it's like the Bach says, that means when they become. So what does Taisa say? Achas man ruba. Pashas of Taisa is mashma that you know, right? You're able to ascertain in another week they're going to become yellow. So even though they never become yellow during the whole circus, but you know it's going to become. So it's kosher. Elavada the hechshu kosher who takev afil by the yorek. Kivin shesavir lachzal amar esrog. That's the words of Taisus. Afil zman aruch ubegemar pri chinu. When the Gemara asks, v'lo boy Rabbi the Hada v'tnan yorek kasher mei amasher Rabbi the Pasul la mishum de lo boy Hada loy mishum lo gemar lechayra hayulon no noymar. Kivin the Gemara lo parach elor of Yehuda de lo boy Hada valzem ufur shatam mishum de lo gemar peri memela dil don de kaimalon the we who paskin like you're asking Shlomo beinin Hada pasul mishum le Hada. Afizeh, and according to this, like my Shver says, the Bach is the son-in-law. Afilu ma'achaka choyzel mara esok posel, mishum dahashtu lav hadu, el imken kvar chozer, ze enoy. The kvar kosov around the Mishnah, reish perikin, nasisa reish perikin, the kosov laparat klum, oh, let's just say, el sosom v'amishnah mitzah zumur daris, umasum l'chachamim. Oh, it doesn't say in the Torah intrinsically this is posel. Torah says it should be hadar. Chachamim teach up what's called Hada. So he says like this, Mishum Hachi, Lefis Varso Makshim Khan, Shatam B'Yorik, the Pasuk of Yudha Mishum Hada, Ahinu Toitsim Shiyorik Ain Hada. We thought Yorik is not Hada. Avalafia Taratsin, the way he answers, that Tamashim Gemar Pri, as Ain Lanu Rai Eloy Mashiyorik Ain Hada. We had no other Pshat except Hada, but once we have this Pshat, Mehechit Taisi. What's wrong with green? It was a Doichik, and therefore we said, must be because of Hada. But once you have a time Gemar Pri, Mechateis to say it. Memela ain lo lepoisa kol man sheish lo nu Gemar Pri. Raya lezeh shatois simu devadei Gemar Pirium. Why did Taisa mention by Gemar Pri? V'lo eskiru shezer hada. Why did Taisa say it's hada? Elavadei. If Taisa talk about it, you have to wait till it's completely yellow. Let Taisa say not just Gemar Pri, but now it's hada. Elavadei. The achshav ain anu choishin. Nowadays, meaning we don't worry about green. Green is not a problem. Mishum hada klal. Kivin de la matzinish koshkan bezeh, mishum hada. Ela mishum gemar peri. Al kein muta afilu ba'oide yarek. kiven sheyesh gemara, as long as he has gemara, uvezeh nichali loshen ator shekosa. Avim kshemashen oisai, right, if you leave, because we have also ain't a meduktak, el hevelei lich kachav el lichtav. V'had the posel hainu afilu kshemashen oisai. Not avim mashem, even, v'niyam ha-shiyof ha-diktik. Dilek kosav loshen abeis yosef, had afilu kshemashen, havamina deina koshel acha shekosa. Al ken kosav imhu yorok, meaning now it's green, dahinu afilu boi de yorok, kosher. Kiven shiyoch ha-lichso achkach, as long as we can ascertain, that's going to, if you see it green, and mamish is going to stay green, then it's possible. V'lo posim ken kua isve asode, it's green like the grass, shenisho la'olam yok, that always stay green. Kol zir nir be'enai boru poshet, v'isi l'mayri v'chami, I see my shved abach, shepirish advarim de'en kosher ela acha, shenasa kula mara esek. V'loy dak bezeh, Uba Maril Kosha also liknas Iraikim Elimkin the Kvar Hiskul Bemixasumarasuk the Shemi Yen Nishayok. You have to wait till a little yellow, then you know it's going to become fully yellow. Don't assume because these things happen that it's going to become yellow. But he argues, so yeah, so Yom Machoikas Machoikas Taz and Bach, Magan of Ram, Yorik, Umaril, Yapaisa Erek, Shemi Sharba Isa Etzeva, it might stay green. Elimkin Hiskul Yais Moirik. Kakarkum, it started like some kind of saffron, which is a little yellowish. It was like time to see the green is not so green. Mizem mashas v'ya tamishum delon nigma be'er. Kshen Marek says, when it becomes a little, when it loses that color, kakarkum, that's a saffron, or whatever it is, kosher. Avabach kosher posel, gam mishum hada. Ulochein be'inish yach sekul ma'esek, deloy kemineg o'olam, which is the mineg o'olam taka, shemachshirim b'mikzasa. Right, so he basically says, the August. So we have that basically the Poiskim say it's fine. There are people who are machmir like the Bach. The Shaila is, why not? Why shouldn't you be choishish that maybe it's because of the color? So Be'emison, let's take a look at this Avni Nezer. Shaila. Now this Shaila, as I mentioned before, last week is a Shaila in the Prima Godim, others, right, the Chai Adam talks about Mishabur quotes it, by the Archaner, Avni Nezer. Let's see, Shaila. Esek shenitztamik tzas. Esek that started shrinking. So it started shriveling up. You left it out, and then we know it starts to shrivel. Becomes a, you know, we all know how it looks. Val yidei zeh nechsa mikashir beitza kosher apostle. Shuvel l'chayil ufim eskanas ashaz. Atam ishum delo gamer peri. Vezeh hoye boy kebeitza v'gmar peri. So what, the kosher, like the Rav Kivega says, that the shir beitza is not intrinsic shir, it's just a riot, there's nigmar pri. So what do I care now? That the esrik shriveled up, lamaisa was nigmar pri. Oh, ve'ein loymar, see, Mamish says, the Rav Shlomo Haim is vart. Tashas lo hutzach tamzeh lo b'yehuda, like you said, Shlomo, the lo boy hada, avoli didan, that we hold you need hada, posel mishun the boy hada v'leka. He says, lesser, it's not a true statement. Sharei b'yarek, gam kein maskana sashas lo b'yehuda, the posel mishun the lo gamar peri, because of that gamar peri. Umavur bepoiskim, meaning the taz, the magavam, dim choizel amara esrog betolish, koshel amafreya, the gloy milsa gomper. And if you see, right, 3 weeks after Sukkot, you see taka becomes yellow. So now you say, lamafreya was kosher. Why? Because let's say a guy took it, it was green, and he didn't realize that's what, you know, he can't take it. See, Tom, you know, you have a problem, you took green. It's all right, it's after Sukkot. After Sukkot, he sees his esrog. Was so he gets out of Gehenna and they put him in Gan Eden, right? Because he did the mitzvah. V'lam rinin the kol makom posel di don lahada, but so look what he says. What's the taka of the reason? Why not? Why are you wrong? V'atam nirulin, this is what Meir was saying. Kiven the chazina and the Rav Meir have yihada beyorik bekarsi. You saying it with the egos. What Meir was saying basically is like this. Wait a minute. You have a shaila. Why yorik bekarsi? Is possible. You have a Shaila why Beitza is possible. I rebuke it as an holder, Hodder. So Gemara says, must be because he does hold Hodder. So Gemara says, no, Gemara comes out a new Svar of Gemara Pri. So once you have that Svar of Gemara Pri, and we know rebuke it as an Hodder because that says, so Avinash says, that Svar makes more sense. Why? Because if you're going to say the reason is because you don't need Hodder, why is Ramey arguing on him? What does Ramey hold exactly? You don't need Hadda, you don't need Gemar Pri. What point is he arguing about? The Teretz is Be'etzem, it is Hadda. The Gemara just couldn't think of any other reason at that point except Hada, until the Gemara was Mechadish, Gemara Pri. The Chazin and Lameya heavy Hada be Yarek Akarasi, Umarshi. Rabbi Yudah Kochad Lamishum Hada Apostle, because he has a hold of it. The Hala Boy Hada. So you have a Machoikis like this. Why does Rabbi Yudah say it's Pasuk and not Nigma Pri? Why does Lameya say it's not? He doesn't hold of Nigma Pri, right? So we Pasuk like a Yehuda, usually against Lameya. So Im Kain, you need Kebetsa. So 1 second, but Rabbi Yehuda is the one who doesn't hold of Hada. We do hold of Hada. The answer is because we say, in other words, we take what's the shear that we take? We take a shear of Kebetsa. That means we say that this is a separate machloikis, has nothing to do with the other thing Rabbi Yehuda says. Why should you make it a double machloikis? One is that Rabbi Yehuda holds he needs a shear Kebetsa because Gemara Pri. Another reason, according to us, is because you need Hada. So what does Rameya hold? Rameya doesn't hold not Hadar and not Nigma Pri. That's fair to say that it will come out of Machloikas in 2 things. So rather say that the Machloikas is 1 thing, Nigma Pri. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not called Nigma Pri. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need, or maybe that's enough, Nigma Pri. But Memela, we hold Hadar, has nothing to do with it. It's a separate thing. That's what he's basically saying. Rabbi Yehuda koch lamishum Hadar posel, don't buy Hadar. Naktinen b'hakar meya davi hada kriyaka karsi. V'hu adin b'pachs v'kebeitza naktinen b'hakar meya davi kahada enitzara. Ah, he says, chazina bacha magan avram, because magan avram says one pshat, be'esug achasa b'yam tosheni demakom mokum boi shi yishar ba, that was the magan avram we did last week, shi yishar ba kebeitza v'lama. Mabach ein raya shu poisa gam b'yaka karsi. He holds different pshat. He holds your kakarsi is also possible. So I understand you need the share of kebetza. He holds that we hold it's because of hada. Because shalohir possible. Who didn't share shoma kem possible kebetza gam kem mishum hada achla magan avram kasha. According to magan avram, it's shver. Because according to the magan avram taka, who holds that green is kasha, right? That green is kasha, even though right now it's green, but as long as it becomes going to become yellow, why should you need kebetza? Which is really saying that's what kibeg is kasha. So I found Taka Beis Meir that says along those lines. Yesh Loimar, the how you could say, the Ba'oide Yorek, while it's green, Af Metam Hadar Posel. Ava Be'emes, Zeh Vadei Ein, it's not true. Sharei Sham, Daf Lamed Abbeis, Isa, Esug HaYoshin Posel, Rabbi Yudah Machshe, Shemezeh Sois of Rafa. Notice the Gemara brings right from there that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Hadar. Right? That's what Gemara says. Umuchach, no, Rav want to say that Yehuda who says Yavish is kosher was only going on a lulav, not a esrog. Gemara said no. You see, esrog a yoshin, esrog a yavish is kosher according to him. Umuchach the Yehuda after esrog lo by hada. V'stam bar plukta who argues of Yehuda or Meya. K'mod the stam bar plukta Meya ha'iner of Yehuda. Like the Gemara says, many people brings from different Gemaras, right? The Darim daf Yud Gimel stam bar plukta Yehuda b'mesisa or Meya. Harei muchach. The Rameya boy Hada, that means Rameya holds of Hada. Because that's the one who argues with him. Umakom makom machshi yarek. He's saying a little even better than what Avin Nezer said. Not let's just assume that it's kosher. He says Rameya is the one who holds Yavesh, right? He holds that Yavesh is kosher, right? Yavesh is possible. Why is that? Yoshin is possible. Must be, he holds of Hada. Yet he holds Yarek Kakarsi, right? What's the din is kosher. Yet he holds. So must be array muchach that it's called hadar. We don't paskal like him because we hold you need nigmar pri. But as far as hadar, why should you make a machloikis out of something that's muchach and Rameya? That's not that way. Rameya holds of hadar, and yet he holds if it's yarka karsi, it's kosher. If it's ke'egoiz, even though it's kosher. So you see, that's not the psul of what? Of these things. The psul is only 1 thing, nigmar pri. Hare lehedja. The Rameya Svila the Yorek Havi Shapi Hada. Al Kain Lo Polig Rabbi Yehuda Al Mishum must be the Machloikas is because Lo Nigma Periyoi. Aval Imu Hada Aloi Hola Polig Shum Adam Rameya Upshita the Hada Hu. And therefore the Beis Meir says it's Poshit. You can take an Esrik that's Yorek. There's no problem with taking Esrik Yorek. And that's the Minig Ha'olam. Even though there are those that were Machme because it is Bach. But in Pashtus, it's a Meridik Araya. Again, let's just go over. In other words, like this. Rav Meir holds Esreg HaYavesh, Esreg HaYoshin is possible. Must mean he holds Hadar. He says, "Tam who argues him? You the Rameya. Yet Rameya holds kekarasi is kosher. He holds keegos is kosher. That means it's not a chasarn and hada. But we don't paskel like him there because it's a different chasarn. Nigma pri. That we can paskel up Yehuda. But stamazai. That's why the Rabbeinu Kaddish didn't say it b'loshin Rameya. Because if he would say Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda would be mashin Allah as a Rabbi Yehuda. By saying Stam means the Chacham will hold that way. But who's the Mandam who said Rameya? Over here the Chachamim agreed with him. So Hadar you do need. Yarek must be Hadar. And therefore the Rekhi Vegas Kasha still blames a Kasha on it. Now we'll just throw out a little thing over here. In this Magen Avraham, I didn't bring it here because it's a little too hard, but Magen Avraham says Esrog Hamurkav Im Lemoini. Right? You're all familiar with Lemoini is, right? The lemon. Right? What's called the Esrog HaMurkav, right? We all see in our swagger box, it says, Vadai Bilti Murkav, Vadai Bilti Murkav. So first of all, if you know a little history, people used Murkav in many years. There was nothing to get except Murkav in a lot of places. People made brachas. We don't. We're machmir. Just like we're machmir in a lot of things nowadays because we have the capability not to go ahead and do these things. But what was the Al-Sheikh is the first one to be machshir. The Al-Sheikh says, the Magen Avraham brings it sound good, he brings, I think, four different reasons why it's not, or no, the different simonim. But what's wrong with it? It's not a, so the Al-Sheikh has an interesting, and I'll let you think about it, interesting, what's that? The Gemara says, listen to the Sushta of the Al-Sheikh, talk about somebody at the base of time. Right, so it's not a...
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.